available in other countries but could not be purchased at all in most parts of the United States. Through the merger, Comcast would become even more entrenched and powerful, with unconstrained ability to set prices and conditions for wired internet access in the areas of the country it served. America would never catch up to the rest of the world if Comcast and its fellow cable distributors controlled truly high-speed wired internet access. Because the merger would allow Comcast to more effectively control key sports and other content that many Americans prized, Comcast's new amplified role as a programmer, taken together with its ability to coordinate with its programming brethren, would probably make content too expensive for any potential competing data distributor. Any new high-speed internet access provider in Comcast territory would have to enter the market for content at the same time it incurred the heavy upfront costs needed to provide wired internet access. Entering two markets at once is extremely difficult. Competition would be unlikely, leaving Americans in Comcast's territories reliant on Comcast alone for truly high-speed wired internet access. Indeed, by the time the Comcast-NBCU merger was announced at the end of 2009, Verizon